This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, filling in for Anuanand. When developing new technologies, the mantra is always to shoot for the stars. One UK company has taken that idea literally, developing a portable 3D X-ray machine based on space technology that was used to study the stars in faraway galaxies. The company, called Adaptix, just won a $1.3 million grant from the UK Space Agency to help bring the product to market next year. I paid a visit to the company's headquarters in Oxford to chat with its founder and chief science officer, Gil Travish. From the dentist chair to the oncology unit, he told me how the device could improve diagnostics.
So what's in front of you here is our prototype system to dental imaging. So you've probably had a dental X-ray. It used to be they put a film in your mouth. Now it's a digital sensor. Sensor is the same. It's the X-ray head that's changed. Thing that generates the X-rays. It would look quite similar to the patient. I'm holding up this white, shiny box, and that's brought up next to your face. And we take a series of X-ray exposures, and those are controlled by this circuit board that I'm pointing to here. And each one of these puts out a little cone of X-rays. We then run it through an algorithm, and that produces a stack of images which go from the front to the back of the tooth. And that gives them all the details they need that they can't see in a normal 2D X-ray. By making these better images, we can really transform the way radiology is used in the clinic.
And so how is this going to change cancer detection?
Imaging has been around for a while, and we want to do better. There's the 2D imaging, and that's cheap and easy to deploy, but it isn't great for identifying things like lung cancer or even subtle bone fractures. The other end of it is 3D imaging with CT, and they do produce wonderful images, but they cost 10 times more, so about $1 million per unit. They give you 10 times the dose or more of a regular chest X-ray, and they take longer, and they can only be used in a radiology lab. And what we're doing really is making 3D imaging available everywhere that now you can only do 2D.
So when will this be deployed?
Our target first market is dental. We think it will be late next year, possibly a little later. Part of that is dependent on our industrial partners and their steps that they need to make.
And is it only in the UK, or can this be sent around the world?
Our market is global. In developing settings where they may not have those devices or can't bring them out to a regional or rural hospital, our device is highly portable and still gives the clinicians the images they need.
So this can literally save lives in some situations.
We definitely hope so.